It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Instead of On Air with DJV, it's On Air Nap Time. Is that what you're suggesting?
Love that idea.
Listen to all these ladies.
That's my favorite show.
Just call them ladies of the morning. And they're all complaining about how sleepy and tired they are. Oh, my God, no. 7 after the hour. How do you do? I'm Doug Steffen. You can tell by listening to me that I'm not asleep. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to press all the buttons so that you'll know what's going on. Let's hold a good thought for George H.W. Bush, who was back in the hospital today, as doctors say he has a mild case of pneumonia. And
again,
that's not good. Yeah, this, pneumonia is what takes more people out than anything else. You know that, right?
Yep.
Not
especially
that
at that age,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, was he 93,
but his
94?
Spokesperson said he's going to be fine. He's going to be out. So
that's it. All right, so good. We'll hold on to that. Now, I suppose people will raise an eyebrow or an earbrow. Ever seen hair in the ear?
Yep.
It's an earbrow. Hair over your eyes, eyebrow. So the good news is that Stephen Stevens killed himself. Now, the question is, do you know who Stephen Stevens is? People know who Stephen Stevens is. Raise your hands, please.
Unfortunately.
Yes.
Yeah.
Stephen Stevens is done for. The manhunt for him. He's the one that shot that 74-year-old person in Cleveland. The video is uploaded to his Facebook page. What a creep. The Pennsylvania State Police say that he did himself in last night. Was that on video? Did he do that too? On Facebook?
No. I don't think so.
They might have gotten it at McDonald's in the drive-through line, though.
Really?
That's how he got caught. He wanted some Chicken McNuggets.
Yeah. All right. Shoot him up. So that's the end of him, and I don't want to talk about it anymore.
But
you mind?
Can we actually say something nice about that, though? The silver lining?
Which? What, the McDonald's?
Yeah, the McDonald's worker. No, I mean, the guy went through the drive-thru. He ordered his meal, his Chicken McNugget meal.
Right.
He pulls up to the window. The McDonald's worker recognizes him, says something to somebody. They say, well, maybe we should call the police. And so they hold back his fries, telling him that they needed another minute to cook the fries so that they could call the police. I mean,
That's smart. I didn't know that.
That's a good thing.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right. I didn't know that side of the story, Jennifer. Thank you. So did he shoot himself in the parking lot right there?
No. They called the police, and he realized something, I think, was going on. So he just took the McNuggets and just drove off without saying anything.
And he paid for them?
Yeah, he paid for them. They handed him the nuggets. They said it'll be just a minute for the fries. That's when they called the police. And then he took off, not in a quick way, but I think he knew something was up, so he started to drive. Right. And the cops were right behind him because that worker had called. Yep. They did the traffic stop, and it was when they pulled him over that he just dispatched him.
Adios.
Himself.
Yeah, kind of like the fellow running the CIA in 24? Who saw this week's 24 final episode? I got a spoiler alert.
I don't watch that show. I don't know.
The guy, Jennifer does. You know, the fellow who, the black guy who shaved his head that was running the guy that was responsible for kidnapping the daughter of the bad guy. He was caught in the act, and so he shot himself. Maybe that's too much information.
Spoiler alert. Thanks.
Yes, okay. All right, here's another spoiler alert. I have, through various sources, identified the 8 people in Arkansas who are ready to hit the chamber. I'm not sure whether the old gas chamber or firing squad. Now, the 8 different people who are there, the prisoners are waiting for the drug that's used to put them down. So in this circumstance, maybe you'll think this is appropriate, maybe you'll groan, but of the 8, there are 4 black men and 4 white men who are scheduled to be executed. The problem is that the I don't really understand, maybe because I don't actually spend a lot of time looking into these sorts of things because I find them to be tragic and annoying and all kinds of things altogether. So anyway, they want to the governor of Arkansas wants to dispatch all eight of these guys this month, as I understand it. But they can't do it because the Supreme Court says that the drugs that they're using are inhumane. I think, isn't that it? Came down to
got breaking news. That's what they're meant to be, right?
What? That they're supposed to be? Yeah, well, yeah. It's cruel and unusual punishment to put somebody through. This becomes an old argument.
Is this where I can go launch into my plea for a firing squad? Can we just that?
Yeah.
It's cheaper.
It's fast.
It's faster. It's actually less traumatic. You just walk out.
Well, supposedly,
whammo.
The reason they don't do it, Jennifer, is because it bothers the people who pull the trigger.
Yeah, but you get a nice group together out for target practice one day and just whoop, you're done. 10 cents. That's it.
That's it. Okay.
Instead, you've got these yahoos trying to put an injection into you that doesn't kill people, and they're just laying there foaming at the mouth. Yeah, that's a lot more humane. Please. Yeah. Oh, gosh.
All right. But hanging is cruel and unusual, right?
It's messy. Barbaric. It's dramatic. Just, you know, let them walk out there. Let
who
them line up.
When you hear it, never mind the old westerns and who got hung, it's kind of, hanging people reminds me of nailing somebody to the cross. There's something about the two of them that's distressing. But what person among us doesn't remember the vivid video of Saddam Hussein at the moment of his execution?
Yep.
When there was supposed to be no video, but somebody took a video and you saw everything. You walked out onto the platform.
Am I the only one who doesn't watch videos like that?
I don't watch that. I can't
watch that. I don't see any purpose in watching something like that.
You know what? With Saddam Hussein, I'm with you. I like
it was everywhere with Saddam Hussein. I never seek him out, but that was everywhere.
Satisfaction in watching it.
Yeah,
it didn't bother me at all. I guess I was thinking, what was he thinking as the noose tightened around his neck?
I can't believe this is the first thing we're talking about this morning.
Yeah, what a way to wake up.
Jeez.
Okay. Well, let's change our...
Can I be done with my impassioned plea now?
We all know that this is Doug's favorite subject of the day. Who's dead? And how did they die?
And Jen wants a firing squad, jeez. Let's not piss these two off, Kara.
Just saying, I'm a practical kind of girl. The end result is the same. Let's just go with the quickest end to the
Get rid of them fast. All right, so let's see. You'll be happy to know that we've collected a lot of money as of midnight last night. Lots of dough gone into the U.S. Treasury, but you'll still have to borrow some money to pay the bills that we have garnered. I'm just hoping that people every year, hope on top of hope on top of hope, that people realize how much money we waste. How much of your hard-earned money? I sound like a broken record, I know. But doesn't it bother you, all three of you, or everybody who's listening, all of you who work hard to make a living and pay your taxes, when you realize, and that's why there is value to this list of people. I've kept this ever since it came out a month or so ago, of all of the various institutes and foundations and corporations and whatever it is, commissions that are funded by your tax dollar that are complete wastes of money. Or not necessary. And I just think that we need to keep that in mind. And maybe that's one of the reasons that Trump was elected. I think that would have been the difference, Jennifer, between Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump in terms of we would have gotten change, but the change wouldn't have been in that department. I think if Bernie Sanders were elected,
that would be my speculation. He was kind of a spender.
So you want to have some good news, Victoria? I think
That would be wonderful.
We specialize in good news here. The good news isn't that Richard Simmons is hospitalized, but the good news is that he apparently is around and is okay. He's in California someplace. He has severe indigestion. Now, the other side of that is that what causes severe indigestion like this is often a blockage in your system, your colon, and one wonders what that's all about. There are rumors around that Richard Simmons has changed his sexuality to sort of be a date for Jenner.
No.
What?
You didn't hear that?
No, Doug.
You mean he's transitioning to being a woman?
Yeah.
I mean, this is attempted humor, Victoria. Just go.
Well, I mean, that was a rumor, though, that was out there, but it's not true.
Wait a minute. No. Jennifer, are you mocking me?
No, but is it? Am I wrong?
Wait a minute. You said it was my attempted humor.
Well, because poor Victoria's like, what?
I didn't know what he meant.
With Caitlyn Jenner, what?
Yeah. You know, I tried to, Kara probably give you a chuckle. In the last hour, when I go off on my own and do my observations and come up with nuggets of news that are different and unusual, that stuff, it's, you know, stuff you wouldn't hear anywhere else, hopefully. The story of why all those ships are in the South China Sea, what the original intent was, or at least what the War Department told everybody was, they were going there to teach that Kim Jong-un a lesson or have him, you know, be aware that we're out there. But apparently there are a couple of different reasons. And so to understand all of them, I wondered, as it was as confusing for the audience, I'm sure, as it was for me to figure out what was going on, if that's not part of the newness of those people who are running the Pentagon. I'm wondering if that's not a cover, because bunch of ships went one direction and another bunch of ships went another direction, and there didn't seem to be any rhyme or reason.
Are you talking about when they said they're sending the Armada out to North Korea? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, but in fact, they didn't send
it. Well, no, they did. It was I heard the admiral. Oh gosh, what's his name? He's always on CNN. Anyway, he was on again with Anderson Cooper last night, and I heard him explain that there must have been like some miscommunication in the chain up command, because the president, the vice president, and Pacific Command were all told that these guys were headed to North Korea. What they didn't tell them, and by the way, they are headed to North Korea. Mm-hmm. What they didn't tell them is because these ships all have things that they're supposed to do first. They all have a lot of plans, I guess, or places to be. They had a planned exercise in Australia that had to be done. So they went to Australia first. Now they go up to North Korea. And so, however that information was disseminated, they didn't tell them that they had the Australian thing first, but they actually moved it up so that they could get it done quickly so that they could be in place.
But the maps, the Defense Department released maps of where the ships were before they were there.
That's right.
So that's what makes
it should have been where they were going.
Mm-hmm. Confusing. Yes. Okay. All right. We've unconfused everybody, and it's perfect. 19 past the hour. Now 34 after the hour, here to make your day better with information and conversation about things that are unique to us. I'm Doug Steffen, a unique individual, along with Jennifer Horn, another unique individual, Victoria Keelan, unique in her own way, Kara Schillen at the controls in our Washington studio. You can follow us on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen. Like us on Facebook.com/DJV Show. I posted a couple of videos on our Facebook page. Victoria, you may check them out and do a review if you'd like. Under the circumstances, I always like, not necessarily get your approval, but I always like to know that what I've done correctly. So
he's looking for a pat on the head.
Yeah. Yes, I just see a dog sanctuary.
Yes, there's a story about a farm where I believe there are 9,000 dogs or something.
900.
Wow. 900 in the sanctuary. It's one of the coolest stories. If you want to follow something that I actually, as I saw that, I've been thinking more about, I've saved or in process of saving my farm here in Framingham. And one of the things I've always wanted to do, we've had this conversation about an equine, canine, and bovine sanctuary. And because there's 114 acres there, I figured I could set aside, I don't know, maybe a dozen or so for a dog sanctuary and have that kind of, if you want to see what something is like, for those of us who love these animals and want to save them, the more I see them, the more I want to save them. Can you imagine what it costs? You'd have to have a full-time person to take care of the 900 dogs. But you know what? It would be worth it.
Mm-hmm.
It would really be worth it. So let's see what happens. I'll consult with you, Victoria, because I know you're big in this area as we get to going down that pike.
I'm all for it. I love it.
The fate of American, no, sorry, scratch American, United Airlines. You think they've had a little bad PR the past week or two?
Just a smidge, yeah.
Just a little bit. Okay.
They need some good news.
Now, no good news. More horrible news today from United Airlines. This is a big problem for those of you who fly first class in United. Their ice cream sundaes will be no more.
What?
They've been taken off the United flights because over the weekend, a passenger was served a sundae that had broken glass in it.
Ew. Yeah, I heard about that.
So now, first class passengers.
You don't like your sundaes with glass shards?
Good thing I don't ride in first class then.
I have my traditional dessert is a scoop of vanilla with butterscotch and a little whipped cream. That's what I like.
On an airplane?
Yeah, that's what I have after I've had my meal. I want to have ice cream and the butterscotch. I don't get butterscotch anyplace else, so I have butterscotch on my ice cream after the meal. And I hope American doesn't worry about the same sort of thing as United does. No first class passengers with any of that special ice cream anymore. They're going to have sundaes in plastic.
I love when we tell relatable stories.
Yeah,
it's my favorite part of the show.
All right, here's
it's like Tuesdays with Maury. We're having right.
Here's something that's relatable. A Texas woman had a difficult weekend, and it culminated with her hand getting stuck in her toilet. Lady's name is Gracie Henderson. She moved into a new home. And it seems over the weekend, one of the water pipes broke in the wall. So she had to break the wall open to find out where the leak actually was. Then, later that same day, she got her car stuck in the mud in her front yard. She had gone to Home Depot to buy a new lawnmower and was mowing her lawn, and the mower stopped working. And then she went in to go to the bathroom, and her toilet clogged. She didn't have a plunger, so she stuck her hand down the toilet to fix the clogging. Unfortunately, she couldn't get her hand out of the toilet. And I'm sure that if you search around a little bit, if that's your interest, you'll see a picture of this lady in her front yard with her hand stuck in the toilet as the authorities, or I don't know who they are, some plumber, I guess. Imagine how embarrassing that is. You're out in your front yard. You've called.
Wait,
for
why
help.
Is there a toilet on her front yard?
Well, she had the toilet in the house, and they
she
couldn't get her hand
outside.
Out of it, so they came and took the toilet out with her to break the toilet.
Follow along here, come on. Yeah.
For everybody to see, because I'm sure she wasn't embarrassed enough as it is.
No, exactly.
Jeez.
This is in Houston, by the way. They used a sledgehammer to break open the toilet. The EMS people were the ones who showed up. She had her. Listen, this is a good reason or a good example of why you never go anywhere without your cell phone, without your iPhone.
Right. Right? It's true. Okay.
All right. Any observations, conversation, any comments before we move on?
Not on Toilet Lady, but you want some breaking news on Twitter?
Yes.
Oh.
Aaron Hernandez, the NFL player who's serving a life sentence, hanged himself last night. He's found dead this morning.
I was wondering about that.
Really?
Yep. Yep. Breaking news all over Twitter now.
No. Did you see his face after the trial?
But he was found innocent or not guilty.
No, no, no. He was already serving a life sentence.
No, no, I know he was. But the second time around.
Yeah.
So how did he hang? He was in the cell?
He hanged himself in the cell, yeah.
How did he do that? Sheets and stuff? Sheets.
I guess so, yep.
Ugh, God.
Yeah, 3:05 this morning. They tried to resuscitate him. Didn't work.
Why would
he used a bed sheet that he attached to his cell window. And I guess he also attempted to block his door from the inside by jamming it with various items. And then I guess once they busted in, it was too late.
Hmm. Well,
crazy.
Tragic all the way around, isn't it?
Yep.
Well, the tragedy starts with however he got to the point of being a murderer.
Mm-hmm.
Where did he grow up? What were his influences? The other side of this is he saves the taxpayers a lot of money by sending himself off into the next beyond to deal with whatever he has to deal with in the next life. And I don't know, this guy was obviously very
He's troubled.
Disturbed guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you feel sorry for him in a way. You feel sorry for his family.
Sorry for his victims. Yeah.
Yeah. More of, thank you. That was my next, you took the words right out of my mouth. The people who were dispatched. All right. So, shall we do some other sports news while we're here? Thank you for that.
Thanks for bringing us down, Victoria.
Well, I figured we were already pretty down. So.
No, this has been wonderful so far. After the toilet story, wow.
Yep. We're literally in the toilet.
All right, Biff and Biff, we have a couple of different sports stories here. Who's got Adidas covered?
This would be. I'll go. Here we go. I'll cheer things up a little bit with Adidas being in the hot seat. Here we go. Adidas came under fire yesterday after sending out a mass email. Doesn't sound so problematic until you read the subject line, which says, "Congrats, you survived the Boston Marathon." Little too soon? The email opened into an advertisement urging runners to buy Boston Marathon gear like shirts and jackets, but people, of course, were furious that the email wasn't quite sensitive enough given that the 2013 Boston Marathon bombing just a few years ago killed 3 and injured 260 people. So the backlash on social media began. Adidas issued a statement saying, "We're incredibly sorry. Clearly, there was no thought given to the insensitive email subject line we sent Tuesday. We deeply apologize for our mistake." I can tell you what happened here. You got some young punk PR kid who just got out of school. This was their first big assignment. And this is what happened.
Those damn young punks.
Yeah. I'm
telling you. They haven't quite learned that, you know, surviving the Boston Marathon, they're just thinking about today. This is their first big gig. They're thinking about the Boston Marathon this week. Come on.
Yeah. All right, so
someone needs to proofread. I'm sure when I got this email yesterday and I was like, wow, that's tacky. I mean, other people were really incensed, but I just thought it was just a bad choice. But how do you send out an email to every one of Adidas's customers in the United States without someone else seeing it? And someone else would say, wow, survived. Maybe
company.
We don't want to say that.
Yeah, that's a big company.
Yeah.
All right, so Victoria, esports in the sports news today. Esports video gaming, in other words.
Yep.
What's the latest on this? This is a big. This could be a way for a lot of people to make a lot of money. Right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you've ever seen this, Doug, where they have TV broadcasts of people playing video games, and this is a big thing online. It takes up a lot of TV network time now on cable, where you literally just turn it on and you see teams of people playing video games, and there's the big screen in the background that they're playing. It's like watching people play poker. I don't understand it, but people love it. I don't know. I don't get it, but it's becoming really big. So Alibaba, you know, the Chinese e-commerce company.
And
they
also
have,
the host of the 40 Thieves.
Yeah. They have a subsidiary
humor
called...
there, Jennifer, you're supposed to chuckle.
I gotcha. I chuckled inwardly.
Alibaba has a subsidiary called Ali Sports, and they've teamed with the Olympic Council of Asia to make esports a part of the Asian Games. They're in 2018 in Indonesia. They're going to do a demonstration. It's going to be a demonstration sport. And in 2022, it's going to be part of the Olympic Games. So it's going to start in China, and then if everything keeps going the way that it's going, I mean, it's a $450 million industry as of last year, and by 2019, they expect it to be a billion-dollar industry. So you'll see these e-athletes walking, holding their country's colors alongside
regular
athletes.
How do you call
them
an athlete?
That's, I know.
Come on.
I know. I mean, but this is the way it's going. I mean, the NBA, remember we talked about this a few weeks ago, they already have a professional esports league. Remember this? We were talking about they're going to draft players and they're going to pay them and the whole thing. And the NHL apparently might not be far behind. So it's the future of sports.
All right. Well, that's another reason for me not to care about sports, I guess, under the circumstances. Here's something that I do care about, and I know you care about this as well. The comfort of the sheets upon which you still may be sleeping. You've turned on the radio, and you're trying to figure out what's going on, what Jennifer and Victoria and Kara have to say on the DJB experience. You're just kind of there, and you're thinking, oh, these sheets, they don't feel right. You know why they don't feel right? Because they're not parachute sheets. The thread count, you know, that's really a marketing ploy anyway. How many pieces of thread can you fit into a square inch? The folks who study these things, and I will be honest and tell you I'm not one of them, the maximum number you can actually get it into a square inch is 400. So if somebody says they got a 700 count, is giving you a lot of schwerba. And besides, that's not really what creates the comfort that you've been sold a bill of goods for a long time. Wasn't that always the way? I remember my mother talking about the thread count. I can remember other people who have been buying sheets with me or for me say, oh, the thread count is this,
there
that,
are a thousand thread count or whatever. Yeah.
Right. Nonsense. It's about the quality, and the number of threads isn't quality. It's the quality of the cotton that's used. And there's nothing better than Egyptian cotton. And there's nothing better than this plant in Italy that stitches all of these together for the most modern, the most professional, and the most popularly priced, superb quality sheets and pillowcases and bedding and all kinds of other things for your home at ParachuteHome.com. So, what have we done? We've gone to ParachuteHome.com. We've got them to put a special deal together for you. So you get free shipping when you buy things at Parachute Home. And you get returns, free returns. You get all kinds of considerations. Check it out, huh? ParachuteHome.com/DJV. Get in on the comfy bedding. Get in on the quality, the naturalness, the feel-good, the sheets that you get into. I can draw you a picture. Jennifer can draw you a verbal picture. Kara can. Victoria can. Of just how yummy it feels to get in. That's a bit, I mean, there are kinds of words I guess we can come up with. It's the sleekness. It's the cool. It's just, I was up late last night doing town meeting stuff. By the time I got to bed, it was midnight. And I just rolled myself over and before I even turned out the lights. I woke up this morning, the light was still on. Just ronk. Gonzo.
Conked
so you
out.
Want to sleep like that, sleep like a queen or a king in a queen-size bed or a king-size bed on Parachute Home Bedding at ParachuteHome.com/DJV. Fifty-three past the hour now. It's Tech Talk time with several items that will affect you if you're an Uber rider or if you have an iPhone. Those two items at least coming up with the information that is current from Victoria Keelan. Here's something else that's current. A way for you to post your job to find the best candidate. This is something that is, and I apologize, Victoria and I are going through.
Oh, allergies are so bad right now.
24 to 48 hours. And you know what it is? What's opened me up, Victoria, is getting on the tractor. I spent most of the afternoon yesterday out in the fields and all day Sunday. And so I think that when you're exposed to all of that stuff that's in the air, woof. So I apologize. It sounds like I'm a little crackly. It's only because of the allergies. Anyway, the important note here is that you can have access to every single one of the top job sites when you're looking for the perfect hire by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. This is a fabulous opportunity for you to save some time and certainly save some money because ZipRecruiter has made a deal with us so that you can have your first shot at it free at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. So if you're looking for a job or you're looking to find a qualified candidate fast, you need somebody yesterday for a job, don't fiddle around with your own emails and people calling all the time. Let ZipRecruiter do the work and get the right person for your business, no matter what size your business is. Right now, you can post jobs on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time, try their services free, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, so we've got Uber. This is something that baffles me, actually, Victoria,
mm-hmm.
How a private company can be forced to require tipping. I think that's up to, isn't it already? I always tip when I use the Uber or a taxi or anything else.
Right.
So why?
Well, how do you tip when you're in an Uber?
Depends on
cash.
Yeah. Right, because I'm already being charged according to the account, so that's right. automatic. So you give the driver a couple of bucks, depending on how long the ride is, you know, three, four, five, but it depends.
Well, Lyft
so what's
users
going on in New York.
Well, Lyft, you know, they're Lyft and Uber are both app based, and
right.
so Lyft users can already add a tip to their driver's fare through the app. But with Uber, you can't add a tip. So unless right. you have cash, you can't tip your Uber driver. Right. So now New York City is moving to require Uber to add a tipping component to its app. So if drivers want to tip, it's right there within the app. It goes right onto their account or their charge card. So the Taxi and Limousine Commission in New York City, they have a rule that anyone who only accepts credit and debit cards as payment, like Uber does, there has to be a way for passengers to also add a tip to the fare. So that's where this is starting. This is probably going to pass. The drivers union, the independent drivers union or independent drivers guild, claims that tipping could actually bring an extra $300 million in for New York City Uber drivers.
Okay, but what this does is makes people, there's a psychology to this. If you want to tip somebody, great. But if it comes up on the screen, you feel like you're almost, you know, I got to tip them 15% mm-hmm. or 10% or whatever it is. So it takes the element of doing a good job out of it and makes it more guilt-oriented than quality-oriented. I object to these sorts of
things. Well, see, I actually think it's the other way around. If your driver is not good, I mean, you can rate the driver and then they can rate you, but if you don't have a pleasant experience, then not tipping is actually pretty powerful. So
well,
it's
a
it's
survey
not...
that comes from Uber after you take the ride. How did it go? You can tell me the driver was bad.
Right,
I've
but
never
if the driver...
had a bad experience with Uber. Never.
Right, but a lot of people have, and if and Lyft as well. This is not just an Uber thing. But if the driver doesn't, if you don't like what happened, if you go the wrong route, I mean, I've had friends be taken for a ride all over New York City when they know it's the wrong way.
Okay,
if that person's expecting a tip and you don't give the tip, that's more of a direct hit than say like a bad review.
But so what are the taxi drivers? There are a lot of bad taxi drivers. That's really why Uber and Lyft exist, because taxi drivers suck in many of these big circumstances. So.
And tipping is what they rely on.
Yeah,
and so if
I
they don't
that.
Give you,
but
yeah.
how do you do a review for a taxi? If you're gonna have Uber and Lyft get reviews, then the taxi drivers need to have some review as well. If you're gonna formalize it, right?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, in all taxis, because I never have cash on me ever. So in all taxis, they take cards, and you know, if you can tip or not, it's whatever your choice is, depending on the quality of the service.
There's a survey that's given after the fact.
Right.
So it isn't just tipping, but you can fill out a survey, and I don't know any taxi company that sends you.
No, they don't have that yellow cabs.
No.
Yeah,
right. Exactly. All right. So there it is. The story on Uber at 59 past the hour.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.